Monday morning. We like doing Motivational Mondays here on the show, Sheena, sometimes, all right?
Yeah, I feel good already. Good. About this.
And this is what I want. We've got a guest in the studio. Her name is Fiona Erdmann. You can get her on Instagram. She's a German fitness model, but I don't want that to be the headline because that can just be like, "Oh, great, Chris, you got a fitness model in the studio." I met you at the Dubai Fitness Challenge. Not that there's anything wrong with a fitness model, by the way, but the stereotype.
Oh,
I just,
yeah, you're digging a hole there.
I'm not. I want this message to go across the right way. We met at the Dubai Fitness Challenge a couple of weeks ago, and you were fantastic on stage. You were so motivational, and you were doing a bunch of stuff. And then you hit me up on the Instagram, and I've heard your story. You've just told us a bit of your story, which was, Fiona, you're living in Germany, you're working on the TV, the radio, you're a fitness model, everything's going well, and then unfortunately you lose your mother. You lost your mother, and then about a year and a half later, you lose your husband in a motorcycle accident. So within a period of 2 years, you've lost two of the closest people in your life. You don't have your brother. You don't have your sisters. You don't really have a relationship with your father. You're all alone in Germany, and you decide to change your life. You pack your bags, and you move to Dubai 10 months ago.
Yes.
It's only been a year and a half since you lost your amazing husband. But you're out here pushing positivity to the UAE and the world through your Instagram and your blog. How do you do it? Tell us what your advice would be for someone who is also dealing with death. A lot of us do deal with this. And how are you doing it, Fiona? It's not just a front. I don't think you're just saying, "I'm fine." Obviously, there's grief that you're going through, but you're really allowing
this
the positivity
the
to shine.
But this is the point. You have to allow yourself to grieve. This is the very big process that you have to go through, and you have to allow it. You have to be sad. You have to cry. You have to talk with people about it. This is something that a lot of people don't do. They, you know, they suck it in and they don't want to talk about it. But
sure.
The most important thing is that you talk about it, that you're crying. And it's fine to cry. And it's also fine to be happy again. A lot of people, they are asking me and they feel guilty after something like this. And when they are starting to be happy again, they feel guilty that they are happy again. But this is something that you have to allow yourself. It's your life. You have to be happy again. You are living right now, and you have to try to use this time on earth, especially when something like this is happening. You are thinking more and more about what kind of things I want to reach in life, what kind of things I want to do in life, and you have to do it. If you have a dream, then follow your dream. Do something that is making you happy.
Mm.
And this is, I think, one of the most important things that I'm trying to tell the people when they are going through a time like that.
Are you a person who sets goals, would you say? Is that a big part of your life?
Yes. This is very, very, it's a very big part of my life that I'm focusing all the time on my dreams, and I believe in my dreams. I'm living my dreams already. Like, even if it's not happening right now, I feel like I can reach this goal, and I feel that. And I think this is something that is really important, that you have to focus something and that you have to believe in that, and then you can reach it. If you don't believe in that, then it can't happen. For example, when I was writing you on Instagram, I was like, actually, I don't believe that he will write me back, but I want this happen.
Yeah.
So I'm already focusing on getting the reply back from you, you know, and then something can happen. It's like a magnet.
Mm.
Throw it out in the universe will get it back.
You know, they did that whole Power Now movie
Secret
and all that, which is, I think, is a bit over the top. It's like, I'm going to go to the Dubai Mall and I'm going to think of a parking spot. And there it was. Like, yeah, whatever.
No.
But I do believe in the power of just being positive and trying to put it out there. But the main essence that I want to take away from this conversation with you, Fiona, is that we all focus on the negatives of our lives. We all focus on those, oh, I'm stuck in traffic. Oh, I've got no money. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got to go to work. And I really think when the bigger picture is painted for all of us, and when you lose the likes, unfortunately for you, of your mother and your husband without a year in within a year and a half, it really puts life into perspective.
Definitely.
And it really displays what you should be thinking of right now, that you have your family around you, that you have clothes, that you have the ability to pay rent, and you have the ability to go out and have a cute little 50 dirham dinner with your family or
be
whatever
thankful,
it is.
You mean.
Just
grateful,
be thankful, yeah. for the basics that we have in life, you know. And I think that's what we have to put out there today. And you know, as we all die, we're all stuck in traffic right now. We're all complaining. And I do it as well. Like, I am the biggest complainer. The people closest to me will know that I complain a lot. And I try to say to myself, well, I'm complaining because I want the best for our people around me and the life and the job and the show and all that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to just sort of take that step back and go, I'm not saying to be complacent and not care.
Yeah.
Care about what you're doing, but just when it comes to the big picture in life.
Don't sweat the small things. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the little things. Yeah, right.
And sometimes, especially on Instagram, I recognize that a lot. When people have a lot of comments, they only see this one negative through all these positive comments. So don't focus on negative things.
Yep.
Try to focus on the positive things. If there are 10 people who are telling you you're looking great, and there's only one person who is telling you you're ugly, and you know, let him talk.
100%. 100%. Fiona Erdman in studio. You can follow her on Instagram. It's Fiona Erdman. Erdmann. I'll tell you, we're going to tag her on Virgin Radio's Instagrams as well if you want to follow her. You're absolutely an inspiration.
Thank you. Keep
doing what you're doing. Give her a big round of applause.
Thank you, guys. It's all
about being happier. And you know what? Marshmello and Bastille, they say it the best.